This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Friday met the mothers of soldiers who had been fighting in Ukraine, telling them that he had the entire Russian leadership sharing their feelings. The conflict in Ukraine has killed or wounded tens of thousands of soldiers on both sides, according to the United States. And Russia sees is sending thousands of troops in Ukraine, which has triggered the biggest confrontation between Moscow and the West since the 1962 Cuban Missile Crisis. The message comes as Russia launched some of the most severe airstrikes of the war. Iran is bolstering security at its northern border to clamp down on what the government says is infiltration by Kurdish opposition groups. Details from AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
Iran's news agency reported that the country's Revolutionary Guard has deployed armored and special forces units to the west and northwest provinces. The move is an attempt to stop the influx of Kurdish opposition groups that have been exiled in Iraq. Tehran believes the exiles are orchestrating countrywide anti-government protests. The Kurdish groups deny the claim, and to date, Iran has provided no evidence to back it up. Iran has several military bases near the Iraqi border, and forces have been present there on a rotating basis for decades. I'm Karen Chamas.
Chinese President Xi Jinping stressed in a letter to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un that China would be willing to work together with North Korea for regional stability and global peace, according to North Korea's state media KCNA on Saturday. This is VOA News. A group of independent experts at the United Nations has warned that Taliban restrictions on women's rights and freedom in Afghanistan could amount to a crime against humanity. Details from VOA's Marissa Melton.
The experts demanded in a joint statement Friday that the Taliban treatment of women and girls should be investigated as gender persecution under international law. A Taliban government spokesman on Twitter promptly rejected the allegations as disrespectful to Islam and against international rules. Since returning to power in August 2021, the Taliban have ordered women to cover their faces in public and to be accompanied by a close male relative for long trips. Many female government staff members have been instructed to stay at home. Teenage girls have seen their educational opportunities limited, and women have most recently been banned from entering parks and gyms across the country. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
In his first month as Britain's Prime Minister, Rishi Sunak has stabilized the economy, reassured allies from Washington to Kyiv, and even sued the European Union after years of sparring between Britain and the bloc. But Sunak's challenges are just beginning. He is long facing a stagnant economy, a cost of living crisis, and the Conservative Party that is fractured and increasingly unpopular after 12 years in power. Opinion polls suggest the British public quite likes the 42-year-old former investment banker, but has not brought a measure of calm after turmoil under Boris Johnson and Liz Truss. But voters have less affection for the Conservative Party thus far. Elon Musk said Friday that Twitter plans to relaunch its premium service that will offer different colored check marks to accounts next week, and a fresh move to revamp the service after a previous attempt backfired. It is the latest change to the social media platform that has billionaire Tesla CEO bought last month for $44 billion, coming a day after Musk said that he would grant amnesty for suspended accounts, causing yet more uncertainty for the users. Twitter previously suspended the premium service, which was under Musk, granted blue check labels to anyone paying $8 a month. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.